Lord Jesus, I just want to give you full attention here, and I pray that anyone listening would do the same. And Lord God, you are the beginning, the middle, the end. You are the creator, Jesus, and you deserve glory. You deserve recognition. You deserve respect. You deserve for us to bow our heads and just give you reverence. Lord, I pray that anyone listening here would be blessed and that they would come to love you more and to meditate on you deeply and just give you full attention, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would lead and just move the words that I say, that I speak here, all for your glory. In your name I pray, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can find me in two places, letsworshipjesus.com, or you can go to any iTunes search query and type in Michael Ryan's Booze, B-O-O-S, and you can pull up my podcast that way. But I just wanted to encourage you with trials. We all go through trials. They're difficult. And they hit us like a wave. You know, we often just lose footing in it. And the thing about a trial, which is very overwhelming, is that everything you thought you knew, or whatever reality that you had that you trusted in, is shaken. It's shaken, and it's pretty scary. It really is. I think that's the biggest thing about a trial. I mean, a trial involves some type of bad circumstance, but it isn't the circumstance as much as it is the way it impacts you, the way it impacts your world, the way you see your world, the way you thought you see your world, the way you thought you knew someone or knew yourself, or the way you thought that you had a grip on things in life and you really don't have a grip. I mean, trials can be ugly. And my goal isn't to take away any trials or to promise you that I'm going to make you feel better, but I do just want to share some things about you, with you, about Jesus. Because the reality is that the most important thing you and I have, whether we feel like it is important, is the gospel, the cross. We belong to something real. We don't belong to just a fairy tale put together by people and churches. We don't belong to some religious system. We belong to a family bought by the blood of God. We were redeemed. We were rescued. God fought for you to be a part of this family. God knew that your life, that your road, that your walk was going to lead you to emptiness and eventually eternity separated from him. And he fought for you. He fought for you and he rescued you. And his gospel is the most important thing in the universe. And he wants us to share the gospel. He wants us to thank him for the gospel, to worship him for it. And he wants us to grow in the gospel. And the gospel, friends, is simply this, that Jesus Christ has bought you and you are his. And anything that you're going through at this moment has not escaped the attention of God. If God would put himself on the line, if he would put himself on the line, be beaten, attacked, tortured just for you, to put you a part of his family, would it make sense then that he would just now let you go through random trials and random things happening to you? No. He has complete and utter control of your life. He's very involved, very interested. He's very near, despite what you may feel. He is the good shepherd. He says that he is. He says that he is. He says in John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, if we have a good shepherd like this, surely what's going on in your life is no accident. Surely what's affecting and what's afflicting you right now is not just some random coincidence. It doesn't signify that you're not loved. It's God's finger working in your life. Oh, I've heard that before, Mike. I know God's working in my life, but this is real. Like I said, I'm not trying to take away any pain or make you feel better, but I want to encourage you in what the truth is. It says in Ephesians 6 to put on the full armor of God, and one of the pieces of armor is truth. And it's important that truth has nothing to do with feeling. And sometimes when we're going through something, when people tell us the truth, you know, we don't want to hear it. And of course, people don't say it in loving ways, but there's so many different ways that people can turn someone off. But the truth is that you were bought with a price and God loves you. You know, remember that you're saved, that He cares about you, that He's made promises to you, that He's fulfilled them. Think about what your life was before you were led by the Spirit and born again. If you've been born again from ever since you can remember, think about what your life has been like when you turned your back towards Him. Think of what your life has been like when you haven't walked by His leading. He is real and He lives in you. And He cares about you. And He desires that you trust in the gospel. Trust in the work that He's done. He secured you and I. He says, no one can take you out of my hand. That's what He says. No one can take us out of His hand. And I want to reinforce that to you. I know I keep saying it, that, you know, He loves you and the gospel. I keep mentioning those things because it's important to know that you're going through something, yes, but you're going through something in His bosom. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If I let my daughter just cry on the ground after she falls, she could cry sitting right in front of me on the ground. She's in pain. But how much better would it be to comfort her if she's crying in my arms? She's still going to be in pain, but I assure you that crying in my arms as opposed to crying on the ground is far more comforting. And I'm saying to you, yes, you're wounded. Yes, you're going through something. Yes, you have ups and downs in life, but you have those ups and downs in the bosom of Jesus Christ. And that means something. That's special. No one can say that apart from Jesus Christ doing what He did and being received. Do you understand what I'm saying? The world doesn't have that. It's offered to them. And that's our job, to go and teach people about the gospel. But that's not a light thing to say, that you are going through pain and suffering. You are going through heavy times in the arms of the person who created the sun, of the arm of the person who created the Milky Way, the God and creator of the entire universe and all that is understood, is holding you. Well, I don't feel it, Mike. I don't feel that He's holding me. I don't feel Him next to me. I don't feel Him at all. Well, this is part of the Christian life. You know, you go read the Psalms, and how many times have you seen David saying, why have you hidden from me? Where are you, Lord? And it isn't that He's hidden from us. It's just, again, our own shortcoming. The Lord never hides from us. But the reality is that sometimes in this flesh, we don't feel Him, and that's understandable. But it's important that this truth still be there, that whether you feel Him or not, He is there. He is holding you. And if you can't feel that, then go talk to Him about that. Go present yourself to Him. Jesus, I know that You love me and You saved me and I am Yours. I'm in Your hand, but I don't feel You. Can You open up my eyes? Can You give me understanding? It says in James that when we're going through a trial, to ask God for wisdom, and He gives it. But don't ask doubting. And I think it's so real when you can go to God. You can go to the Savior and say, be honestly and say, look, God, I don't really get You right now. I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through. I don't feel like I have any faith. This is why You saved me, because I'm just a sinner and I just don't get it. Please fill me with Your faith. Please fill me with Your Spirit. please do your work in me. And you know what? He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it in his time. He'll do it in his time, but he'll do it. Everyone in this world, I don't care whether you are a believer in Jesus Christ or you're a believer in money, everyone goes through suffering. That's just part of it. Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heed, for I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer, rather. I've overcome the world. It's leaning to him. It's leaning on Jesus Christ. And I don't want to just give you a cliche, oh, lean on Jesus Christ. I'm saying practically leaning on Jesus Christ means I don't feel like it, but I'm going to anyway. Now, that's such a big step. It really is. I don't want to run to God. I don't want to seek God. I'm angry. I'm disconnected. It doesn't work. All those are real things. And in the scriptures, people go through them. Please, look at the scriptures. Look at the way that Elijah was depressed. You know, look at some of the things that Moses went through and he was angry. Look at the Psalms of David. Those weren't put there by accident. It says in Romans 15 that those things were written in the scripture so that we could learn, that we could have encouragement, that we can see that we're not the only ones that go through this. It says in 2 Corinthians that no temptation has overtaken us from that which other people don't experience. You're not going through something with the Lord that other people have not gone through. Even Jesus said to God on the throne, on the cross, why have you forsaken me? Trials are part of having a flesh. And I just encourage you to remember this gospel, that you're part of the Lord. You've been buried with him. You've been raised with him. You've been made complete in him. You've been born again in him. You're glorified in him. You're justified in him. You're sanctified in him. You're victorious in him. You're the apple of his eye. He knows you from the beginning, from the end. He knows the thoughts that are going to come out of you, that are going on in your mind right now. He knows the next word that's coming out of your mouth. That is our Lord. That is your Lord. So I just want to encourage you, and if maybe you're not going through a trial, encourage someone else with this, that Jesus Christ allows us to go through trials in his bosom, holding us, carrying us, and just ask him to open our eyes, to take the scales off of our eyes, our sinful eyes, so we can see, you know. But this gospel is important. It's important that you understand that nothing must get in the way of you realizing that you were bought with a price, and nothing's going to take that away. Nothing's going to take away Jesus living in you. You can't mess it up being born again. And the fact that he protects you, says in 1 Peter, he protects you, and your salvation is safe, protected in heaven. You know, it's so important that you realize that. And Satan will come and destroy you because of this. He really will come and attack you, and he'll use things specific to you.